As far as Derby games are concerned, there are thousands of cliches about them, and they're all true to a greater or lesser degree. We'll spin them out on your behalf. Are they, or can they ever be treated to some degree like just another game, in the sense that you focus, you shut out, you know, at least shut out all the noise going off and focus on the game?
Preparation-wise, what we do here in the weekly lead up to it, that doesn't change. Preparation for every game is to try and win the game. So that doesn't change. But of course, human beings, you understand, Birmingham versus Aston Villa at St Andrews, anyone that knows football, I don't think you need to say much more than that. And I've been here long enough now to understand exactly what it means to our fans. Our job, our duty in terms of the emotional side of it is to give everything that we've got. But we've been doing that all season, and this is the type of group where I have no doubt in this game that we'll be doing everything that we can, giving everything that we got in that 90 minutes against a fierce rival.
So how do you make sure that the players will get, and I'm sure you'll have experienced this as a player with the derbies that you'll have played in, you take the positive bits out of the atmosphere that, build you up without getting sucked into some of the dangers that you can get overhyped? And again, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, it's a fine line, isn't it? I've been involved as a player and as a manager with derby games, and you don't want to undercook it because you need to be up ready for it. And sometimes you can go overboard. Sure. It's just getting that balance right of that emotional process, and also the physical side of it as well. So it's getting the balance right. But look, no one needs motivation for this type of game. Your team talk isn't, you don't need too much to tell the players. And one thing for sure, we know that both teams will be up for it. But we're at home. We're at St Andrews. We want to make sure we make our fans happy. That's the key in these games is to make them happy, make them come up when we come off the pitch that they're proud of the performance. And that's pretty much been our motto or our understanding this season from the very start. So it's just an added motivation that it's against a really close rival. One that we want to make sure our fans the next day wake up with a smile on their faces.
And you know that you've got your fans with you very much at the moment.
Right behind us. They've been behind us from the start. I think I've said it before, the end of last season, just that connection was what was needed to get out of relegation. And then we've just enhanced that and carried that forward this season. And it's got better and better as the season's gone on. So our fans will be there, St Andrews. It will be rocking. The atmosphere will be electric. And what we need to do is use that, but also make sure that we're focused in the mind on what we need to do on the pitch. As I said before, I'm more than confident that our players will be ready to give everything that they've got.
There are some interesting situations in the team, the way they've been going at the moment, without divulging any secrets. Obviously, we've seen David Davies recently make a comeback, and there's a lot of discussion or been wondering, is he ready? Is he completely back up to speed? Obviously, he's had a long layoff. We also know that there is no game that he would want to play in more than this one.
I think every player. That's the good thing about this group. All of them. We've made it much more competitive, even though we've got a very small squad. Everyone knows in terms of what happened in the summer and the ability to strengthen the squad how we would have liked didn't happen. But yeah, everyone's competitive. We've been competitive. That's the environment we've tried to create. And we have a small squad, but all season long they've been fighting within to put themselves in the best position to play games. And if not, they've been supportive of each other and ready to come on and ready to contribute. Everyone's contributed this season. And no matter who plays, that's been the key for us. No matter who plays, it's their maximum. And I think more often than not, they've done that. So it'd be the same for this game.
Gary Gardner, presumably not available. Did you actually go to the trouble of asking, can we play him?
Yeah, we asked the question, but I think we knew
the
answer.
A short conversation.
I think it was a very short conversation. That's just, obviously that happened in the first game. A very short answer back, this one. But
you've got that.
Yeah, it's what it is, but we get on with it as we do.
One more quickly from me. At 5-12, what does that feel like as the manager sending your team out into this sort of atmosphere?
It's to enjoy, it's to relish it. We've tried to do that all season, relish the opportunity that's in front of us. The 3 points that is in front of us is the most important. And this game happens to be against a really fierce rival, and we all understand what it means to everyone. And it's to show that passion that we have been showing, that commitment and that desire to try and get those 3 points. The problem is, in every game, you've got an opposition that thinks the same. So, but we're at St Andrews, and we know
you're
what.
Grinning at the thought, I've got to tell people that.
Yeah, I love all games. Do you know what I mean? Every game's got something different in it, but of course, derby games are special, and they can be special, and you know, you can create memories that last for a long time, and you know what I mean. You can create history in derbies, you know. So, I think that's always the bit that should give you confidence, and that's the bit as players, managers, staff, fans, that's what you should relish.